Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for staying with us this morning. And, of course, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. And, of course, we have some more amazing guests. And, of course, if you weren't tuned in, we were here from 6 o'clock this morning, 6 to 7, 7 to 8. And then, again, we're going to be here from 2 to 3. And definitely, I'd love you to join us. Tom, do you want to talk about all the great gifts that we have?
Yes, I do. There's some great ones, as you say. Last chance giveaway. How about this two-night weekend stay at the Sheraton Agoura Hills Hotel, Pete's Breakfast House, $30 gift certificate there, Mission Oaks Cafe, wine pairing dinner featuring Sunland Vintage Cellars. That's happening February 26th at 6:30. $25 gift certificate for the Lazy Dog Cafe. Great place, especially for the family. $25 Kate and Lace gift card, also very nice. Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night is happening with Jason Love on Wednesday, February 18th, 7:30, Camarillo Paseo Cinemas. That's going to be a lot of fun. He brings in the best comedy. Caneo Players are doing a performance of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. That runs through April 12th. Harlem Globetrotters are bouncing basketballs again, and that's going to happen in Los Angeles all the way through to February 16th. And Denise Butler Photography, a sweetheart session, which is 1 hour in studio, local on location, up to two people, style consultant, the whole deal. That's very, very cool. What a Valentine's gift that would be. And the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, Amazing Automobiles, runs through May 1st.
There you go. And let's start off with some Harlem Globetrotters. We had him on.
My kids were so impressed that I talked to Stretch, because we've been to that. And I said, oh, I talked to Stretch today. This is last week. And they're like, are you serious?
Yeah, really, Mom? Oh, my God.
Yes.
I love it. Let's start off with that. We've got Santa Barbara tickets from Wednesday, February 11th, and then also Los Angeles. And that is February 16th. It's going on till the 16th. So definitely get your tickets going on for that. Wait. Santa Barbara's already done for the 14th. So that's already
that's
done.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Just the Los Angeles one. All right. Anyways, we got tickets for that. And also, let's give away some Caneo Player theater tickets. And that's How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. I don't know. Maybe it's a comedy, right? But that's March 13th through April 12th. And we've got a couple pairs of tickets for you for that. So call in. The number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, we do things a little bit different here. When you call, you will actually get a message, and all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, do us a favor and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you know what? We are actually in the voting right now for thank you for making us your favorite for Ventura last year. And, of course, it's going on this year. So we would love to have you vote for us. And we appreciate that ahead of time. Also, I do want to remind you of we are the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. So we hope that you will listen, learn, and laugh with us. And, of course, Sherry Gabe is here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I can't wait to the next hour here.
I know. Jennifer, Justine.
Hello. How is everyone?
Great. And also, Mary Steck to actually save with us because we're having so much fun. And
we
she is our cooking specialist. So we're going to adopt her for our show. So anyways, I'm so excited. Our first guest this morning is Ken Solon, and he's going to talk about his book, The Boomer Guide to Finding True Love Online. Also, Oliver Freund is going to be talking about the upcoming Susan G. Komen race for the Cure event at the Dodger Stadium. So stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. I do want to remind you, if you have anything that you want to talk about or you want to be a part of our show, give us a call at that number, 805-419-0008. We'd love to spread the word about you and your passion and here on the Kim Pagano Show. Let's welcome Ken. Ken, are you there?
I am, Kim. Nice to say hello to you today.
Thank you so much. So what a great book, The Boomer Guide to Finding True Love online. You know, this whole show is all about...
It's all about me.
It's all about Sherry.
Today is Sherry's
and
day.
And believe me, I have done online dating.
Oh, God.
I'm curious why boomers. What is that, because you're a boomer, Ken? Or?
Yeah, I am a boomer, and I've been writing about boomer sex dating and relationships for about the last 10 years. I'm a columnist for the Huffington Post, About.com, Maria Shriver, AARP. So I've been writing about this for this topic for a long time, and I was single for many years, actually right up to I met my partner 2 years ago. And dated
online. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You followed your own instructions, huh?
Actually, you know, I took a lot of what I was so excited to have finally found not just a person, but the right woman, that a lot of what I used, a lot of criteria I used for finding her, in combination with tens of thousands of comments from Huffington Post and AARP readers, went into the book.
Yeah.
So I think that the notion that you just sign up, get online, and all of a sudden your mailbox fills up, that couldn't be more wrong.
I love it.
And I have a question, what I hear a lot of, and I think it could be true, you know, as you age, it seems like the population is there's a lot more women than there are men.
That's a given, definitely.
You know, of course, but I never let that get to me.
Well, that happens to be true, and probably the biggest complaint that I hear, you know, I date coach also, and most of my clients are women.
Right.
Because, you know, women actually listen.
Yeah, there you go.
I have a quick question before we go any further. What is considered a baby boomer? The age frame?
Between 50 and 70.
50 and 70,
you
okay.
You were born somewhere between, you know, 1945 or 6 and 19.
But I have a lot of girlfriends who are in their early 40s that have not quite found that right person yet. So this would all apply to them as well, because the internet, that is still, it's not new to us, but dating on the internet is somewhat new.
Right,
to a
and
lot
how
of
do
people.
You trust? How do you, all that kind
all
of
that
stuff.
Stuff,
yeah.
I think it works for any age group, with the exception of maybe young couples who are, you know, getting together, getting married, and want to have, you know, families, have children and raise families. But if you're past that, then this book absolutely works for you.
So what do you say to a woman who is saying, you know, I'm just feeling really defeated. I, you know, there's just so many women to every guy. And then I go on these first dates and, you know, it's kind of like you feel like you're just another number
or a letdown, right?
To succeed in online dating, you surely have to have a lot of stamina, because, you know, I went on 50 coffee dates in 2 years before I met my partner. And
wow.
Of course, I think it's, you know, as I said, a lot of what I learned, you know, when I finally got there, you know, to meet her, I put in the book to cut your waiting time a lot shorter. But it does take stamina. But it's very important to be very specific. The first thing I ask my clients is to write down the 4 or 5 qualities about them that they think are their most profound, most to make them special. And sometimes it takes a while to really think that one through. And then I say, good, now take that, and we're going to look for guys who have the exact same qualities, the same core values, the same beliefs, because the truth is the more alike two people are, the better chance they have of dating successfully and having a relationship.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we are talking from the 805, and we've got Sherry and Jennifer, Tom and Mary in here. Mary, your son, right?
That's right.
What?
They met online.
Really? Was it a certain...
Well, the site was Hot or Not.
Hot or Not.
I've never heard of that.
Wow.
And they each decided that the other was hot, and they arranged, they were both brand new to the site, they arranged a meeting, and they have the most blissful, wonderful marriage 7 years later. They've got a new baby, and it's
just... That's a great story.
Perfect. Yeah, that is a great story. Ken, have you heard of that?
Yeah, online dating, absolutely.
No, hot or not?
Hot or Not?
Oh, no, because I think most of, I don't think there's too many boomers on that one.
Ah, that's why. So it's younger. Okay, that's why. All right. Anyways, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Ken Solon. We're talking about the Happy Baby Boomer Guide to Relationships. Ken's going to give us some tips here that are going to make it faster and easier.
Well, I was just thinking, like, your profile, I mean, that's like a... That's a big thing to write about yourself, because that's like someone's first quick glance about you. So do you be funny? Do you be serious? I would think that would be really hard.
I think what you have to be is creative. You have to think of your profile as a menu. And the top item on your menu is your photo. And if you post a photo online, especially if you're a boomer, if you post a photo online without a photo, you lost already.
But
you might as
what
well
if,
just, you know, forget about it, because you're not going to hear from anyone.
But, like, so you have to have a photo. So should the photo be, like, we'll use Sherry as our example. Should this be Sherry, like, all dressed up to go to a huge event or fun kayaking Sherry? Because
it could be anything, but smile. The most important
like
thing
really
is
who,
smile.
Like, just
you
a
know,
natural, good-looking yourself.
Happy, healthy, alive. So smile. And in terms of the profile, be creative. You know, don't say, yeah, I like to walk on the beach and I love to drink wine by the fireplace. Good God, everybody says that. You know, when I was dating online, I put up a short film, and it was a written a film script, actually, and I said, my favorite city, rather than listing all the places I've been, my favorite's Paris, and I wrote a short story about strolling along the left bank with my lover, looking at the bookstalls, going to the Musée d'Orsay to look at the Impressionist art, a late afternoon lunch in an outdoor cafe.
Ken, okay, all that sounds really good, okay, but I'm going to cut right to
exactly
the...
I know exactly where you're
okay,
going.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the men out there, and I, you know, and women, I guess, there's both and, right? Are they really interested in a long-term relationship at this point of their life, or is it just, you know... Are they into just a sexual, or is it just, you know, what is it that they're, because a lot of people don't,
what I've heard, and
don't
I
want to really connect anymore.
What I've heard is there's just a lot of hookups.
Yeah,
believe it or
hookups.
Not.
That's
and,
what I
and,
mean.
And I think that kind of ruins the chance of any kind of relationship, because everything comes easy for everybody.
Wow,
one of the things,
you know,
that
I don't even advocate early sex in a relationship.
That's good. I mean,
oh,
one of the
good.
Things
okay.
that I want to say, you know, is that I think the dating coaching is great, and I think it's all fine and dandy, but the problem is people keep picking the same kind of partners, and so you go and hire a dating coach like yourself, which is fine, but if you haven't dealt with the underlying issues as to why you keep getting attracted to, you know, the jerks of the world, I mean, you have to really, and this is really important, is you've got to do some work on yourself, because
I'm so glad you actually said that, because you can't keep trying to win if you're not, you
well
know,
I mean, this was the longest
you.
Time I ever spent single, like the last 3 years, and I might have met someone recently, and it really, I had to take the time to really get to know myself, because I kept repeating patterns, and I think a lot of people do this, and you don't really take the time to go, what do I really need? What do I really want? What kind of family does this person come from? You know,
well, yeah,
what kind
I,
of,
I
what
think,
are their morals, right?
What are their values? And can I be alone? And for the first time, I really sort of enjoyed being alone. I mean, yes, I got lonely, but I think that's more important than, or at least as a dating coach, do you see the signs when someone comes to hire you? Do you kind of like assess, is this person really ready to go out and date?
Well, it's interesting. It's a great point you brought up. In fact, I spent half a chapter in my book about it. People tend to typecast. And I know I dated the same woman with different names for years.
Mm-hmm.
And most
exactly.
of my clients dated the same men or women for years, just the names were different. And it's very, I didn't meet my partner 2 years ago until I changed my parameters completely, and I started really reading the profiles and then looking at the photos. And it's interesting because my partner doesn't look anything like the women I dated. Her behavior's different, her personality's different.
So tell me, what is the difference? What was your old type, and what did you not end up with, but who is your type?
My old type was short, blonde, ski jump nose, and kind of plump. And my partner is tall, thin, has a large nose, and real curly hair.
Wow. So you really changed it. Like, what changed inside of you, or
well,
what changed?
And personality
yeah.
type.
Well, isn't it sort of the definition of insanity to do the same thing over
yes.
and over and expect different results?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I finally woke up and I thought, you know, you really are stupid and you're crazy and you got to stop doing this. And I just opened myself up to the universe, and boom, there she was. And we met, and we knew on the second date.
I love it. I, you know what? I want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You know, Sherry Gaba here is our therapist. You can always call her. Leave us your name and number. We'll have her get back with you. But you know what? That's what we want to do. We want to share the brighter side of life with you. And if you're out there and you haven't met that right person, and we're talking with Ken right now, we're talking about The Happy Baby Boomer's Guide to Relationships. And so what are some of the tips for, you know, we talked about writing a creative and effective online profile, but you also talk about smart dating.
Yeah, what does that mean, smart dating in your mind?
Smart dating, first of all, I think the first half of my book is not even about how to write profiles or pick your photos. The first half is getting emotionally prepared for dating, you know.
Good.
Have you been out of your last relationship long enough? And I suggest at least 6 months or a year if it's a long relationship. Have you been out of it long enough? Or if you're a guy, are you just going from the next to the next to the next? Because if you are, you're dragging all your baggage behind you, and you're not going to be a gift to anyone. And if you're not really over the last relationship, if you haven't really thought it through and felt, you know, you're part of it, then you're going to fail again and again and again. So,
Ken, I have to say, I'm a hair therapist, okay? And some of the men that I see out there, or the women on both ends, okay, they don't take care of themselves. How are they going to appeal to somebody
else? So what do they have? They have hair coming out of their nose and their ears?
Well, and the women, you know, I mean, it's like, seriously, how, you know, a lot of people have just gone through a divorce. I get that. And maybe they're not feeling good about themselves. But find somebody, you know, that can help you really bring that better part of yourself, because I really, truly believe, and this is really how I started my show, is if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you do good. And it just kind of makes you feel better. And then you're actually putting your best part forward and your best
Absolutely.
Self forward.
You know, I gave a whole chapter. The name of the book, by the way, is The Boomer Guide to Finding True Love Online. And you can find out more about it from my website. It's just kensolin.com, K-E-N-S-O-L-I-N. I put a whole chapter in my book about sex. And the first thing I said is, if you want to have the best sex imaginable, you got to be in shape. You got to be in some kind of physical condition to enjoy sex at that unimaginable level. And if you got a big belly, you know, it's going to be difficult, very difficult. And if you're and part of working out, the aerobic part of it is stamina. I mean, there's no reason.
When you feel better about yourself. You know, you feel better about yourself, and then.
At 70, I'm having better sex now than I did when I was in my 50s.
I love it. Thank you for sharing.
That's right. Thank you for
right
sharing.
Here on the Kim
Pagano
Show.
I have to say, Ken, the one thing I'm always curious about, and I've been married for 16 years, but I'm always curious about people who say they're dating and they're in therapy. I always think, and it's not about the therapy part, but it's like everyone has their best foot forward when they're dating. If it's not working out then, like, maybe they're not for you.
Oh, I'm
like,
so against. Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, you can just look at a couple. A couple is not going to work out. I mean, couples therapy is not going to work out if they're not the right couple. I'm
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely. So if you're
not
dating when you're trying to put, you know, this is, that's the best of
well,
you.
Well, I think he actually
it's
covered
like,
in here.
Is I always think that's interesting.
Honesty is the key, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, I wrote an article for the Huffington Post last year about why men need to be emotionally honest with women. And it got over 2,000 comments overnight, which is a huge number. Literally, 1,000 women said, yes, of course, that's what we want from men. And 1,000 guys wrote, you must be crazy if you think you could be emotionally honest with a woman. So there is a huge divide. And in fact, a part of my book is to bring boomer men and women back together again. But there is this divide about emotional honesty.
What about age? I know a lot of people, you know, can lie about their age on those sites.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, I always tell my clients, you know, if any time a woman ever lied about her age and I met her, and then the truth came out soon enough, I always wondered, what else did she tell me that wasn't true?
And yet, I'm going to be honest with you, it's a marketing thing, because when you're over 50, a lot of men are just not interested.
Well,
not,
but then
you, know,
you have to wonder, like, do you really want that man?
It's really, I don't know. It's
I just, know. I could see how that could be frustrating for you,
yeah.
Sherry.
You know, I only dated women my age because I thought, you know, for one thing, you don't have to explain to them that Paul McCartney wasn't always a solo act.
Right.
But also, you know, there's such resonance. I'm a huge fan of boomer women. I only dated women who were my age or awful close to it. And I think there's so much.
You might be, like, one of a few.
One of, and you're definitely not from California, Los Angeles.
Yeah,
that's
well,
for sure.
I'm in San Francisco, but yeah.
Ken, I would love to have you back. This is so interesting. I think,
really
seriously,
is.
We could talk miles about
this.
And
if you're in L.A., it would be fun to have him in the studio.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Where are you?
I'm in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. We'll have to get you down here. But I'd here's a question. To. You have in your book a note of caution to women. Let's just leave on that note. What is that?
I think if you're going to date online, date safely. And you know, I spent a good part of my book talking about online dating safety. It's very important. You know, be careful.
Sounds good. Ken Solon, and is it Solon?
Solon, and the website is kensolon.com.
Okay, and the Boomer Guide to Finding True Love Online. Where do we find your book?
It's on Amazon, but you can also get it through my website. There's a link to Amazon. Make it easy for you.
And I think it's great that you're, you know, writing to the boomer generation. I think it's about time.
And that you're in a relationship with someone in the boomer generation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like,
yeah, we love you, Ken.
He talks the talk.
And he's got stamina.
There you go. I love it. Well, thank you. We'd love to have you back again. And thank you so much. Share our show with everybody out there. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we are so glad that you are waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way. I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show here. Our next guest is Oliver Freond, and we're going to be talking about Komen Race for Cure and in LA County, and that's over at the Dodger Stadium. I want you guys to be a part of that. Everybody out there, I know, Jennifer, you just lost a friend,
I
right?
Did.
The battle.
Yes.
But you know what? It is. We want to do whatever we can to help them and join us and stay with us so while we talk about that. And of course, I'd love to do a giveaway again. Let's do some Ronald Reagan Library tickets, and that is to, go over there and check it out. I think the Ultimate Car exhibit is going through May 1st, but we've got tickets for you. So again, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. Thanks.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this Angeles family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us and staying with us. And you are listening to The Brighter Side of Life in the 805 with the Kim Pagano Show. We got full studio here. We're actually talking about some of our things that we're kind of a little nervous about in the kitchen. We've got Mary here, and we gave away some tickets. And let's just do it on this show. Let's give away a couple's cooking with Mary over here. And it's all about... Well, where are we going? Paris is the next one?
Monday night, we're in Paris.
Okay, and what's the next one if they can't get in on that one?
Next month, in celebration for St. Patrick's Day, we're going to Ireland.
Ireland, I love it. I can't wait to hear all the recipes. But 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're going to give a couples. That means two friends, a husband and wife, you know, mother, daughter. And what are they going to get?
They will get an evening with me in my home, a wonderful cooking class. Located in Agora Hills. I have a wonderful partner who has been a cooking instructor for 20 years.
And yeah, they're a great team.
Yeah, we have.
I'm going to be there.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
I'm so excited.
So yeah, definitely. So again, 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. Call right now so we can get you in. All right. Our next guest is Oliver Freund. Did I say it right, Oliver?
Oh, almost. It's Freund.
Freund. Okay. And I'm so glad that you are here with us. And it's funny because all my friends down there are doing the Susan G. Komen race, and that's what it's all about, the cure and the event at the Dodger Stadium. So we've got Oliver here, and we're going to talk about it and invite all of our guests and our listeners and get everybody out there for this amazing day. When is it, and where is the next race?
Kim, thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely.
So the L.A. County Race for the Cure is going to take place on March 7th, Saturday, March 7th, at iconic Dodger Stadium, and we're really excited. We're ramping up for the event now, and I'm so happy to share this opportunity with your audience. We're excited to have you.
Oh, thank you for what they do and all the people that have been helped and touched, and, you know, it's just an amazing. Why is there a Race for the Cure?
Well, our Race for the Cure here in L.A. County, we're celebrating survivorship. We're honoring those individuals who have lost their battle with breast cancer. We're also honoring women who are living with breast cancer, metastatic breast cancer patients who are still dealing with it, with a diagnosis. And really the whole point of the race is to raise crucial funding so we can provide support services here locally for women in need in our community who are either uninsured or underinsured. We want to make sure that everyone in L.A. County, regardless of income status, race, ethnicity, we want to make sure everyone has access to timely and quality breast health care. And we do that through the support of the community. And Race for the Cure is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it really helps push us forward and help us continue working on our
mission. So how does one get started if you wanted to sign up and race?
Oh, certainly. To get signed up, you can just navigate to our website. It's Komen, K-O-M-E-N, lacounty.org. Right from the website, you'll see links to register online. It's about a five-minute process, and it actually gets you all the tools you need to start building a team, fundraising. It's easy and fun, and we, of course, have a huge group of coaches and volunteers who can help you with this process.
Oliver, I have a question. I know all of your proceeds go to for healthcare for women, but there's so many things that someone suffering from breast cancer needs. What are those things that maybe the average person didn't know was available to themselves or to a friend that is suffering from breast cancer?
Well, some of the main things that we focus on, so there's really two main areas that our fundraising is going to. The first area is going to be research. So everyone's very familiar with the Komen brand. We are the largest funder of breast cancer research, second only to the United States government. So 25% of what we raise is going to research around the world. What I'm really proud of is the remaining 75% is going to stay right here in the community to serve our community health grants. So some of those services would include, obviously, diagnostic opportunities, so the ability to get mammography, biopsy, ultrasound, whatever is needed to detect whether or not there's cancer, there's an issue. Patient navigation, which would mean if cancer is detected, making sure that that individual can connect with the right care providers and navigate. It can be very difficult to kind of navigate the healthcare process of getting treatment once you've received a cancer diagnosis. And then the third area is psychosocial support. There's very serious emotional, psychological implications that can come about from a breast cancer diagnosis, and we want to make sure that women and their families have access to support groups for that purpose.
Which has got to be so important, because if you haven't been there yourself, it's probably nice to talk to somebody who has been there, who knows what it's like and what you're feeling and going through.
That's one of the things that I'm most proud about our organization is while we do have this huge reach, here in LA County, we really function as a grassroots organization of survivors and people who are passionate about breast cancer. We create a community where really we're happy to connect newly diagnosed patients with women who have already gone through a diagnosis and can kind of share their experiences, frustrations, trials, tips. It's really about creating a community.
And unfortunately, so many of us, I mean, probably everybody knows somebody who's been touched by breast cancer.
It's unfortunately the world's getting smaller and smaller, and you do hear more. Oliver, I have a question for you. I had the luxury of talking to Susan Coleman's sister that actually started this. Tell everybody a little bit about the background.
Oh, well, yes, Susan G. Coleman, this entire organization basically began as a promise between two sisters. So Nancy Brinker made a promise to her sister, Susie, who was suffering with advanced breast cancer at the time, and promised her that she was going to do something, anything she could, to make sure that breast cancer was eradicated and ended. And that promise helped spur the development of our organization.
So how far are we in terms of finding a cure?
Well, in the past 30 years, an incredible amount of progress has been made in both research, treatment, and early detection, but we have a long, long way to go. Right now, we're really starting to understand new aspects of breast cancer and how to treat each different type of breast cancer in the appropriate way. So really the new things that we're moving towards are what we call targeted therapies. So making sure that the type of treatment being applied to the patient is going to work the most effectively for them.
Yeah, I have a friend that had stage 4, and then they found the right drug that matched with the chemo, and she's in remission almost 5 years. So I don't know, what do you call that? It's like, I don't even understand it. They matched.
Well, 20 or 30 years ago, that would have been impossible. And really, all of the research of these new targeted therapies, I'm confident to say that pretty much every breakthrough that's happened in the past 20 to 30 years has been touched in some way by Coleman funding.
Now, Oliver, I've heard that there's thousands of people struck with breast cancer every day, but
it's not a life sentence.
It's not
anymore.
A life sentence, and it's not as many people. There are more people surviving it than there were before.
Well, I mean, that's the positive aspect of this is you know, not always, but there can be happy endings to the story, and that's really what we're working on here. Breast cancer, when detected early, is 90% treatable and curable.
Which I think people need to remember that, to get your mammograms, because it really, you can prevent so much.
But it's not only your mammogram. I mean, it's really listening to your body,
absolutely.
Owning
yes.
your body, understanding if there's a change in your body. Mm-hmm. Correct?
100%.
I mean, there's, But then how could someone at stage 4 be in remission 5 years? How does that happen?
My mom says somebody has to be in that 3%. Because, you know, like when you're like at a stage 4, you're like 3% survival, someone has to be in that.
Right, right. Let me ask you a question. And, you know, when somebody is in stage 4, what does that mean?
I'm personally not a physician.
Okay.
But stage 4 would mean advanced breast cancer, where the cancer has actually metastasized from the breast to other parts of the body. So all cancers are staged in different phases, and I could certainly point you to some more information about that online, but it's a little more complex than we can get into right at this moment.
Oliver, you know, I think that one of the things that I really want, you know, one, I'm so glad to have you here and to be sharing this with all my listeners out there. But from your experience, what is it that we can do as friends for the family, for the somebody that's going through this? You know, I have a friend right now that's in the hospital. The doctors said it was cancer. Then they went in for the biopsy. It ended up not being cancer. But, you know, just the support of all these people being there to help her go through it made her, it's so much easier for her. And I think the big thing that people don't want to feel is alone.
I think that's very true. And no one should fight their battle alone. I think the most important thing you can do for a friend that's dealing with a cancer diagnosis is to listen to them. Rather than trying to give advice or say statements like, everything's going to be okay, you know, that's probably not what is going to be helpful to that person. But listening to them, trying to empathize, and really being there for them. So rather than just saying, hey, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. Instead, just go ahead and do something.
Right.
Don't wait to be asked.
Yeah, that's so true. Let me ask you, what are some of the breast cancer stats in L.A. County?
Well, in L.A. specifically, it's approximated that about 6,000 new diagnoses will occur each year. And here in our county, we're expecting about 1,000 women or 1,000 individuals to pass each year from breast cancer. Mortality rate's about 1,000 per year, and we're seeing about 6,000 new diagnoses.
Wow. And what is special about this year's race?
Well, there's a lot of special things. One of the things that I'm most proud of is our 10K course is brand new. We've had a 5K for a long time. But there was quite a bit of demand. I guess everyone's pretty fit here in Southern California. They wanted a challenge. So for the first time ever, we do have one long, contiguous 10K course, and it's U.S. track and field certified. So, you know, we're one of the we're the first one in California, first affiliate in California to offer this. And it's really a beautiful course if you're interested. And we're also the last 10K event right before the L.A. Marathon. So it becomes a great opportunity.
And if you can run a 5K, you can run a 10K. You can push yourself. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I don't know. How much does it cost to register?
Registration, it's $40 to register as an individual. We do have discounted options for breast cancer survivors. We also have options for kids and youth. I think it is $20 to register a child 5 to 11 years old, and $30 for teenagers. And then, you know, there are some individuals who would prefer to support from a distance or aren't available to come on March 7th. So for those individuals who are interested in supporting but won't be able to make it that day, they can choose to sleep in for the cure. And we'll still send you a T-shirt and all the goodies. And
I love that.
Can you walk if you're not a runner?
Of course.
Oh, yes. So this is one thing. This event is a family-friendly event. It's not just about the race itself, but it really is a whole festival environment. So we have a kids zone where kids can come and hang out. And from what I've heard recently, we're going to have some pretty cool activities, a whole outdoor arcade set up, and basketball activities and games.
Wow,
and
lots of great stuff. I just have one last question. How much has Komen LA raised in the last 19 years?
You know, I do not have that number at my fingertips.
Oh, okay.
I would have to get back to you on that.
No problem. Oliver, where do we find out more about the raise and how we can register?
Oh, certainly. You can visit our website at www.comenlacounty.org, and from right there you'll see some links to the race. What I can tell you, here in L.A. County, since our inception, we've raised over $10 million for community-based grants.
Unbelievable. Well, thank you so much for all the stuff in it. And, you know, it goes to show you that it was one person's commitment to their sister, and look where it's grown.
It's not amazing.
Anything is possible, and that's really what this whole show is about. Anything is possible. Thank you so much for being here on our show, Oliver. And I look forward to sharing my show with all of you. And I thank you for letting us be a part of it.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate it, and we hope to see you on March 7th.
You got it. All right, very good. We are talking on Happy Valentine's Day to all of our listeners out there. I do want to give a shout-out to MJ, and do you want to just tell everybody a little bit about that?
Oh, about thermal imaging of SoCal? Yes, it's an amazing opportunity to find out what's going on in your body just with a face scan. It's located in Westlake Village. The website is TIOF. SC, Thermal Imaging of SouthernCalifornia.com. Give them a call or check out their website and find out what's going on inside of your body just with a quick scan of your face. You can really figure out a lot of things if you just don't feel right and it's non-invasive.
Yeah. In fact, let's give out one right now. In fact, let's give out two. Let's give out two face scans.
Do that for each other for Valentine's
Day. There you go. Two is the number right now for Valentine's Day. That's perfect. 805-419-0008. And it's all about early detecting of anything that's going on in your body. So anyways, stay with us. You are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805 with the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone.
When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Soma's Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Soma's Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Soma's Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for staying with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I want to throw something out there. One last chance to get that weekend, the two-night weekend at the Sheraton. So give us a call right now, 419-0008. Also, I've got a $25 gift certificate to Lazy Dog, and I'd love to get that going on to somebody out there. Also, we've got Mission Oaks Cafe Wine Pairing Dinner Feet, and that's with Sunland Vintage Cellars, and that's February 26th at 6:30. And we can get all of those things when you call 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That is the number to call, and all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Again, 419-0008. Mary, I know that kind of on the note of what we were talking about with Oliver, and you know, you have an amazing story that I really just wanted to see if you would be open to sharing.
Sure. Well, I'll touch on it because it's such a miracle. I have a grandson who's 13 years old. He's beautiful and healthy, although when he was four, he was diagnosed with stage four liver cancer. And given a low percentage chance to survive. And he spent 5 months in the hospital and had 8 rounds of chemo, and his liver was resected. And back then he wanted to race in this very race that Oliver was talking about, and they had to cancel it because he got the diagnosis. So after he was well, they took him to Catalina and they let him do a race. He was five then, and I have to say that...
Five.
He was five. And I have to say that this coming March, he's now racing in the LA Marathon.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? Because me, of course, I'm like...
You get proclaimed.
I think that's an amazing story. And I think people need to hear that because...
There's hope.
There is so much hope for cancer. Even if you have... I do not have cancer. And so I'm somewhat speaking out of turn. But people who do have it, it's not... It doesn't end your life right then. You can live a long time, and it's good to know that there are good stories and there's happy endings.
And another reminder to live one day at a time, one moment at a time, you know. It really, truly.
So true. And there's so much study on looking at life in a positive way. And that's the biggest thing. It can actually help your life. That's what it's all about.
I think it can help your diagnosis.
Yeah, it really can. And, you know, I just heard this the other day, and I really wanted to share it. Don't die before you live. And that is,
oh,
isn't that awesome?
That is.
Don't die before you live. Live every day to the fullest. So I'm really excited to just share that because sometimes we forget. We forget. We think it's our burden and we have to handle it and live by ourselves, but we don't.
And worry about all those things. And really, at the end of the day, there's so many you could throw out the window and don't matter. All those things you worry about for nothing.
Yeah, take some things off your plate. So on a lighter note.
I'm not cooking dinner tonight, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to take off my plate.
There you go. But you know what? It's interesting. We were talking about some positive things, and you can think negative thoughts, or you can't think negative thoughts and live a positive life. And that's something that we really need to talk about because it's important for you to continue to think great thoughts.
Oh, go ahead.
I read once someone posted on Facebook, be careful what you think because eventually those become words.
And that is so true.
I thought that was very poignant.
Yeah,
it's really
very,
true.
Very.
Well, we create our own reality. So what reality do you want to create?
Yeah. And those words are just prayers that you're putting out there. So it's important to think good thoughts. So anyways, on a lighter note, and I'm so glad that you are joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side. Really, that's what we talk about, the brighter side of life. And so glad that you are waking up with us. I hope that you joined us from 6 to 8 with us. We've got lots of things that we're talking about. And again, if you have anything that you want to spread the news about, I would love you to join us here. All you have to do is give us a call at 805-419-0008. Give us a call. Are you going this weekend? What do you
I know we have to talk about this.
Okay,
50
let's just
Shades
break
of
the
Grey.
Ice. Yeah. Did you read the book?
I read all three books.
Of course you did.
I did. I'm a big reader, so that was really why, but they were really good. Did you
Sherry?
Read them, Sherry?
Well, I mean, okay, like that particular fantasy isn't one of mine, so I just didn't really want to read that.
Isn't that funny? I have a really, really good friend. Same thing. She's like,
that's not my thing, but yeah. I understand it is for a lot
so
of women.
So for people that don't know it, and since you've read all three books, share a little bit about it.
It's a love story. You mean this guy meets this girl, but he's a
high powered.
He has tons of money, and he does things takes her out on a helicopter. So it's definitely a fairy tale romance that they
Cinderella
type thing, because she doesn't have any money and she works in a hardware store, I think, and like that kind of stuff. But he is a dominatrix. Is that what it's called,
right.
Sherry? Yeah, he's a dominatrix. And my one friend put it perfectly. The first book, you're like, oh, I love my husband so much because he's so normal, because this man is not. He has like all these weird things.
So let's back up a little. What does that mean?
Oh, that's right.
Well, sadomasochism. I mean, it's
yeah, he's like
overpowering
into ripping
and
like
controlling. It's all about control.
Okay. So the first book, you're like, oh, I love my husband so much because he's so normal and all this. And then the second book, you're like, I'm not exactly sure my husband loves me as much as I thought he did, because this person, Christian Grey, is so in love with this girl. So you're kind of like,
oh, he's in love with her.
He's so in love. I mean, he'll do anything for her, and the things he comes up with.
Oh, so she likes that, obviously.
Well, but
I guess
romantic part, like he gets the helicopter and takes him on a date, like the romance part.
Oh,
put
okay.
away this the dominatrix portion of it.
Oh, okay.
But the second
I thought it was
one,
more for him, all that stuff.
No, like he has it, but it's he like takes her on these things, and then she needs a car, so she loved his car, so he
well,
gave
that
her
part
a car.
I would like.
Yeah, like it's totally exactly what like it's complete fantasy, like it would never ever happen. And then the third one,
especially a guy that looks like that.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's like complete fantasy, but it is really good. I haven't seen the movie yet. Well, it only came out 2 days ago, but I love the book so much. I will see it. But I did love the books, and I sometimes don't like my imagination to what I vision. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you think everybody has their own vision of
oh, absolutely.
Prince Charming and what it means for them?
Oh,
and,
of course, or else yeah. they'll be fighting
yeah.
over
I
the same person.
Just, yeah. You know, I'm going to be the devil's advocate. It just puts out a message of, you know, all that matters is what someone looks like, what somebody has, how much money mm-hmm. they have. There's nothing wrong with pure entertainment. I get
absolutely.
All that.
Absolutely, as long as you know it's pure entertainment.
But, you know, a lot of, like, people go out to these movies and that's what they think reality really could
yeah.
be for them. And come on. I mean, really? I mean, what is the chance of finding that?
Never in a million years. That's why you like to read it. Because
Thomas,
you're
get
like,
your point
oh,
of view. Like,
so
that's not
great.
A pressure for a guy.
I'm still trying to find a talking fish.
Oh, God.
Now, there's never any pressure.
No pressure. No. I mean, what?
Oh, I'm just saying in general for
fun.
Guys. I mean, I just think it puts... You know, got to have a lot of money, got to have the perfect...
But I think it's so over the top. I mean, even somebody with a lot of money probably is not picking me up in a helicopter. Like, I'm just going to throw that out there.
Let me ask you a question. Is this like a woman's porno? Is that kind of... Is it? Because I heard it was pretty close to that. Is that what it is?
I don't know if it's...
Would you say that? I don't know.
And then
it
what?
Had
and
a
then,
really funny nickname for the style of writing, and I got to figure out what... Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's, I forget, but
it's on the tip of your
It's like mommy porn, but they
yeah.
call
exactly.
it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yes.
That's funny.
And then they like, had a thing that they said all these babies were going to be born in the 50 Shades of Grey. Like
yeah,
they
exactly.
were going to have the same birthday because they were born when the book came out.
You know, kind of, I know this doesn't even mean anything, but okay, does anybody remember Stepford Wives?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I love that.
This is kind of like, but, uh-huh. you know, well, in the sexual part of it. I don't know.
9 and a Half Weeks came out.
Oh, I love
yeah.
that.
Really,
now, that movie I loved.
Really?
That movie, I don't know. That was a great love story. I'm sorry.
I know.
Do you remember
yeah.
9 and a Half Weeks?
No, because I have to say, my parents were very strict about movies, and that was rated R, and I was not allowed to see it.
That was a hot movie.
So I was not. So I don't think I ever saw it.
So there's those, and one always comes through and always does its thing.
People
remember
love to talk about it.
Dangerous Liaisons was the one with Uma when she was very young, and that had a
uh-huh.
that had a great, very clever plot with a twist, but it was also fairly heavy on the you know, what actually happened on screen and the suggestion of what happened.
And then what do we have to look forward to? I mean,
The Wolf of Wall Street was another one.
Oh
yes.
My God, that was
a great movie.
Yeah,
that was a great to do with sex.
No,
oh,
it was really good though.
It was sex,
money and
water,
sex,
yeah.
And exchanges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I you know what? It's just I think it's a lifestyle that a lot of us don't live, that having someone who's a dominatrix, I mean, it's something you don't really know about. So when you're reading about it, you're like, oh, wow, I can't believe this really exists.
Would you take your husband?
No, I don't think
to
I
go
would.
See
no.
Yesterday,
like
my mother goes, you know, now that she's single, and she goes, would you see that movie with me? I'm like, I don't know, Mom. I don't know if that's a movie I want to see with my mother.
But that's also why they kill on rental, because a lot of, like, I
yeah,
have
you
want to
watch it privately?
Well,
yeah,
The Wolf of Wall
I think
Street,
so.
I think, you know, because there's some fairly, like, oh, look
yeah.
at that, you know, and, you know, it's an odd thing to see en masse, you know, with everybody.
Yeah.
It's just
unless you get a
back
seat in the theater and nobody's sitting around you.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. As we say, that's a veteran.
You know, Sherry, I know. Like, yeah, funny to take your mom to see that because it would be like you. I think
I'd
you
be like
would
embarrassed.
Giggle.
I'd be like,
but I think you
really?
Would giggle because it would be funny. Maybe I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not like going on a date to see 50 Shades of Grey.
Like, but what about this idea that something's like shouldn't they just like it takes everything away? Like I'm gonna look forward to. I mean,
yeah,
everything's like there right is, there in
yeah.
the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't there 40-year Virgin?
40-year-old Virgin.
Yeah,
well, that was Corral.
Yeah, that was another. I mean, you know, is I think I don't know.
Leave something for the imagination.
There you go.
I'm always intrigued though when people say so much about like then everyone thinks everything has to be like that. Like kind of I feel like sometimes people feel that way about Barbie. Like you can't have Barbie because everyone will want to be like that. And I had so many. I loved Barbie, but my Barbie could do anything. So in my mind, like of course I wanted to be Barbie because today she's a doctor and she had this huge motorhome. And I mean,
that's good. You must.
And I have the same.
Healthy, Jennifer.
I mean, that's to me.
You
I'm
didn't
always
get into the body image piece of you know I want to have
of her being
body
so perfect.
No, because her shoes never fit. They never stayed on. Like you know, like I didn't think of it that way.
That is funny. That's a whole different way of looking at Ken. Well, how about Ken?
I never had a Ken.
I had army men and I had guns forever. Toy guns. I never owned a gun. I think that odd transfer thing. I think that's a little overrated.
So do I. I agree with that. I think that's a little over. It doesn't transfer
as much as
people think. Yeah.
Well, to kind of wrap everything up, because we are at the end of our show, what a great talk and what a good chat with all of you out there is really just honor your bodies, honor your life, honor your dreams.
Do what makes you feel good.
Do what makes you
honor
feel good.
Honor your V-Day.
Yeah, there you go. And you know what? Yeah, your V-Day. Oh, God. Oh, God. That was good.
That was funny.
Oh, that was good. All right.
I don't know where that
anyways.
Came from.
You have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. Mary, thank you so much for being here with us. Jennifer, Sherry, and Tom, and of course, all of our listeners out there. Again, give us a call, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Do something that you're passionate about, maybe something that's been on your shelf forever, and just make it all about you for that moment. And of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Your attitude determines your direction. Make it a good one. We'll see you and talk to you again at 2:00. Thanks again.
You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast. Flash of somebody's lack of love, or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle near your skin, kept on the inside and no sunlight. Sometimes a shadow wins, but I wonder what would happen if you said